Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns mandatory minicamps in the books. Hearing from plenty of the guys that you want to hear from. Kevin Stefanski, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett. Everybody obviously has been clamoring for the first interview from Deontay Johnson. We got that today. Which actually, I say semi-sarcastically, but I did think there was something in there that we'll talk about later on in the show. NBA Finals keep going tonight in the Guardians. Pick up a win. A dominant win. It was a good feeling. It lasted about 2.5-3 hours, and then I'm right back to being relatively negative about the Guardians. But that's okay. They have a chance to change that narrative. A lot to talk about tonight. With you guys, it's Jake Volnick. You're on overtime from 7 to 11. We got Michael Bohm running the board as well. Michael Markoch on the 2020s in New York behind the glass with us. Today was an interesting sort of conversation to continue to have, because mandatory minicamps are interesting in a way that you get a lot while also getting nothing. Right? We try to sit here and draw conclusions from everything we see. Meanwhile, every person that you hear talk about the camp from a coach's perspective will tell you, this means nothing. Right? Don't read into any of this. We're just getting everything set up. You can't read too far in to what's actually happening. Well, okay. But on the other side of it, it's we're all reading into it. We all know that this actually matters. The players will tell you this matters a ton. For the quarterback competition, they'll tell you it matters a ton how they play right now. And they're still focused on a day-to-day basis. But it's not just an absolute throwaway of, it doesn't matter. I do want to look bigger picture, though, as we sit here and talk about the Browns, because it's a matter of, we see another day, Joe Flacco, right, sort of limited in the amount of snaps that he's taking less than the other three quarterbacks around him, as we would sort of expect, because Joe caught up in the offense and the rest of the guys is sort of not caught up in the offense and how to properly run it. I think there's a lot that goes into evaluating this room and a lot that goes into just four guys being here in general. And Kyle Brandt was on Good Morning Football, as he typically is, and he sort of broke down the Browns' four-man quarterback room and the quarterback competition happening and whether or not that's a recipe for success.
It's the strangest thing in the league right now. It's so strange. I mean, the Deshaun Watson piece alone is strange. I don't even know when he gets a clean bill of health, does he suit up? I don't think he's ever putting on a uniform again. Like, he is on the roster. He's highly paid. The owner publicly disavowed him. That's just one piece that's weird. I'm not sure why they drafted Shedeur Sanders. And I know, well, fifth round, that's a quality pick, but you already drafted a rookie quarterback. You already traded for Pickett. Kevin Stefanski is this great coach who everybody respects, and yet this is a really, really strange group. And I'll say this again, is Shedeur making the team? Is he going to be on the practice squad? Is Flacco staying with the team? There's so many questions, and the idea that let's just try them all, I don't know. I've never seen this before, and typically when you see something you've never seen before, it doesn't work out that well.
And I think that's the main part right there at the end, is you really haven't seen this before, at least not a ton, where a team goes into this idea of a four quarterback competition, and that's the way that you roll with it. Yeah, we'll just throw four guys in there, and you'll have everybody go and try to compete for the job. We're seeing the ramifications of that early. Joe Flacco, sort of the guy who has to take the back seat early on, which it's not hurting Joe's chances to go out and be the starter. If he's going to win that job, it's not going to be the difference of, well, I wasn't playing all that much in a mandatory minicamp. Joe's been there. He's done that. He hopped off the couch. He joined the team for a couple of weeks and then led you to, you know, winning a handful of games in 2023 and leading you to the playoffs. Like, he's going to be all right if he's not playing a ton in training camp. But it is a bigger question of looking at the four quarterback competition. And as it continues to play out, okay, well, hey, there's a lot of ways we can go down this. Dylan Gabriel is getting first team reps when compared to Shedeur Sanders, who hasn't run with the first team yet through the entirety of training camp. And then Kenny Pickett's on the side there. They went out and acquired him. And you have guys that are going to be battling. And specifically, I think when we get to training camp, guys that are going to be battling. And we should know right off the rip, there's not enough reps to go around a four-man quarterback competition to have everybody ready. We've talked about that. We know that. But this isn't necessarily a battle to get four guys ready to play. Right, you don't have to make sure that come week one, or honestly at any point in the season, that all of Flacco, Pickett, Sanders, and Gabriel are NFL ready and ready to step into a game. Your goal is to hold a competition and figure out who the most productive quarterback is there and who's going to help you try and win football games. Wouldn't be my path with the Cleveland Browns, but is the path that the Cleveland Browns have chosen. They want to win games. So set it up. Let's look. If you're going to try to win games, we'll see what's going to happen. But you're going to pick one of these guys, and whether or not a four-man quarterback competition allows you to do that and find the true answer, I think is something that we kind of have to figure out. Because Kyle Brandt laid it out, like, this is something that we've never seen before. And he says, well, that means typically it doesn't work. I think it leaves a question mark in the air. I think it's more likely that it doesn't work than it does work, just by the simple nature of splitting up the reps and guys throwing the football less and then supposedly being ready. But we don't know that a four-man quarterback competition at the end of the day really is going to be all that much different than if they're running a three-man quarterback competition. And maybe the way that they've structured their practices this year and they've structured OTAs in minicamp so far allows them to actually, you know, get more reps in across the board. They're running two fields at almost any given drill rather than just one. And it's a different way than they've gone about it. Maybe you do have parity across the roster of guys who are ready to step in because of stuff like this. But I think that's sort of where the question lies, is whether or not that you look at a four-man quarterback room and all of these guys supposedly competing for a job and think that that can actually lead to success. I think there's a window for it. I think that window is slim. It's cracked open, and the Browns are going to have to thread the needle in order to get outside, but they have a chance to get through it. But like I said, this isn't about getting four quarterbacks ready. It's about trying to identify one quarterback that wins, competes, and rises above the all. I think the best way that this happens is one guy sets himself apart early. Right? Maybe the competition allows it, or maybe you at least go down to two guys early. But running it from the beginning, in all honesty, having a quarterback competition that includes four guys, I don't think much changes the results of what you expect. Keep in mind, the Browns essentially ran a four-man quarterback room last offseason. I don't think we're calling it a competition, because Deshaun Watson was taking that job. But they ran a four-man quarterback room where guys were at least vying for the position behind Deshaun Watson, trying to determine who was going to be the backup. Now, you had quarterbacks that didn't work out, but this isn't necessarily something that's completely blind to the Browns. They've tried to run camps with four quarterbacks. They've tried to give guys opportunities to prove themselves. We're now just seeing it on a larger scale. But at the end of the day, it boils down to, can you get one guy ready? Can you get one guy ready to go in week one who's going to be a star? And you know what? Maybe you get two guys ready that are going to be NFL ready. So when you get past the first six games, you can turn to another one. But this isn't, well, how do they split it up? How do they get four quarterbacks able to start week one and any of them could win the job? No, it's not about that. It's about getting an answer, any solution, which I think is entirely possible. Whether you have two, three, four quarterbacks out there, I think you have a real possibility to get that done. It's just about the method and the way that you go about it. But realistically, we all, of course, want to look ahead to 2025 and be excited for this season and try to see who's going to win the job. That's where all of our focus lies, but that's not necessarily where the pure solution comes in. We're going to watch a four-man quarterback competition, but it's not always going to be about who wins it and takes it week one. It's going to be who on this roster can get the job and then solidify the job. That's going to be the thing that truly matters. If you can actually hold down the fort once you have it. Because maybe you go through and you see all four quarterbacks play this year. Maybe you see one, two quarterbacks play this year. But it's about who's going to hold down the fort and whether or not that guy's going to rise to the challenge. And I think a four-man quarterback competition, as backwards as it is, and as much as I think it puts you in a position to not have these guys entirely ready to go, reading that nature of competitiveness within your building, it has to prepare guys for an ability to fight, an ability to actually go through and be challenged from the gate day one. Compared to, you know, I mean, if this is Shedeur Sanders competing for a backup job and Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett competing for a backup job. Yeah, sure. I mean, you're busting tail, but there's a little less motivation there. A little bit less just hunger to go out there and play your absolute very best and feel like you need to be on top of your game right from the start. You're getting that with four different guys right now. Four guys who know at any point this offseason, they could have their opportunity to be an NFL starter ripped out from underneath them. And I think that has to help you. That has to help prepare you for when bleep hits the fan during the regular season, that something can actually turn positive out of this. 216-474-0092 is a Browns quarterback room with a four-man quarterback competition, a recipe for success, and we're going to look here. I mean, you might go four, you might go one. Somebody's got to win the job. Is there a guy there that can do that this year? Solidify the fort and keep the job once they have it. Do you believe that's possible? Again, 216-474-0092 or on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Lots of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. The Station Buzz coming to your way at 740. Most pressing things from our station's guests today, immediately followed by our good friend, Coach Riz, Lance Reisland, over at Cleveland.com. Going to be joining us, breaking down another day of Browns mandatory minicamp, what he saw out there, what's changing, what's not. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Michael Markoch later on in the 10 o'clock hour as well. But right now, I'm asking you guys, 216-474-0092, is the quarterback room actually one that can see some success with a four-man competition? And can one of these guys hold down the fort? With your calls and more coming up here on this in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. You're going to go through and have a lot of different ways that this is going to play out with a ton of different quarterbacks. You could see, again, as little as one guy take under center this year, and I would say as many as four, but there's a world where it goes higher. Believe me, there's a world where it goes higher. We've lived it. Wasn't that long ago. But you're just looking at a solution right now that, okay, if I have to get one guy ready, again, as I said last segment, I'll reiterate for you, I think there is a world where a four-man competition actually breeds one great quarterback. If you were to play all four, there's no chance all four of those guys are ready. Four-man competition, not enough reps to get that. But especially as we, I think, look more towards a veteran, if it's not cut down from four guys, pretty much heading into training camp or very early on in training camp, that we're looking at a solution where the competitiveness can drive at least one of these guys to be great. Or can get some of these guys ready for, again, when you hit the oblique moments, that your quarterback's ready to handle that, and he's been through a little bit of the ringer, a little bit of having to battle through a little adversity. I think those moments for you exist. But it's a bigger question of looking at the quarterback room right now and saying, all right, is there a point in the season that I can hand this off to one of these guys and that guy holds the job from here on out? Right? And we talked about this when the schedule released. I think you could be looking like as early as week 7, probably, for a rookie quarterback if he doesn't start the year, assuming that he doesn't. Whether it's Dylan Gabriel or Shador, week 7 makes a lot of sense because you could be 0-6, 1-5 after the first few weeks. That's reality. But I just think there is a world where you have to look to one of these guys and at least have any hope this year that one of these guys can run away with the job and secure that job moving forward. If not, if you look at a quarterback room right now and you say, going into next year, I'm drafting a quarterback in the first round because I have no faith in the guys who are sitting in the building. Hey, this year is pretty close to all for naught. Like, hey, there's basically no point to a Brown season as it relates to actually trying to get better in the long term if you don't think any of these guys can hold down the job. Which is a valid response. It's a way that I feel that there's many people in Cleveland probably feel right now. The Browns are no closer to winning a Super Bowl this year than they would have been last year because you didn't go and address the position properly. You wouldn't believe in Shador Sanders, and you wouldn't believe in Dylan Gabriel. And that's fine if you feel that way. I'm one to look towards at least a little bit more of the optimistic side in this situation. I look at specifically Shador Sanders. Again, it's no secret I'm higher on Shador by a large margin than I was on Dylan Gabriel coming into the draft, as was basically every single analyst that was out there. Like, I feel like if you handed the ball over to Shador in week 7, yeah, there's a world where he can hold that down. I'm not willing to stake my flag and say it's absolutely going to happen, but I think it's possible that he controls the job. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports was on with JP and Danny Cunningham earlier, filling in for Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive, and he sort of broke down the idea of, you know, how many quarterbacks could we actually see this year?
I think they keep all four. You're not cutting a third-round rookie. I don't even think you're cutting Shador Sanders. Fifth-round picks don't get cut that often. I think you gave up enough for Kenny Pickett that you want to see that through. Maybe if Flacco is just terrible at training camp, he doesn't make the team. But ultimately, I think they keep four because why not? There's value in that. And I just think that, unfortunately for you guys, I think all four of them are going to start a game this year, at least one. You just look at this Browns schedule, as I know you guys have. Their first six games, they're going 0-6, right? So once if you do go 1-5, 0-6, well, you're making a change at that point, or if you haven't already, you're probably going from Flacco to Pickett. At some point, Pickett's probably not going to be that great, so you go on to a rookie, and then he's probably going to struggle because he's a mid-round rookie, whoever it is, Shador or Dylan, and then you might go to the next guy. So I just think that it's going to be quarterback carousel, and I think the Browns' 2026 quarterback is going to be playing on Saturdays this fall anyway.
So let me just say, I looked at the first six games in this segment and told you you could be 0-6, you could be 1-5. I think when we did our schedule projections and we made our predictions for the season, I had them going 2-4. We understood that was a very optimistic look at it because we ended at 7 wins, and I don't know that I fully believe that, but I'm going to be the optimist in the situation. But for some reason, I can sit up here and tell you I think the Browns are going 0-6 and 1-5. When I hear a national reporter do it, and this is much more a me problem because Frank Schwab's doing his job and making proper analysis of the situation, I don't like hearing that. That's a complete off point. I don't like hearing it. Again, a me problem, not a Frank problem, but it just like it rubs me the wrong way for somebody to be like, well, I mean, God, the Browns are going to be 0-6, maybe 1-5. It's like, okay, well, I mean, don't write off the first month and a half of my season, please. I'd like to have a little optimism heading in. But on the grander scale, Frank lays out like, yeah, you're probably going to see four quarterbacks this year. I know that's a possibility. I know we're looking at that as a real thing that could happen. But seeing four quarterbacks this year means that your season, again, was basically a total failure. Unless that fourth guy runs away with the job, which I don't think there's enough time in the world to get that fourth guy enough time to say, yeah, for sure he's going to be our guy moving forward. You have failed because all three of those guys, and probably the fourth, did not show you anything to say, hold on to me, start me next year, don't draft a quarterback in the first round. You came to the conclusion, you got your answer, but the idea that you're drafting a guy in the first round, or you're drafting a guy early on who's going to be your answer next year, like, that's a loss. I don't want to see four quarterbacks play this year. As much as it's a possibility, I don't want to see that. And I think going in with that mentality, you're already just can basically come to the conclusion this season's a complete loss, a complete just nothing, and you have nobody in the room. Again, I feel like Shador's a guy that early on has impressed some reporters, both in Cleveland and nationally. I think some of that is probably, you know, maybe a little bit overblown given the drills that they're doing, but he's clearly looked good enough, and he had enough talent attached to him during the pre-draft process that people thought it could be possible. I think you have to at least have a little hope to hold on there. All right, let's get out to some of your guys' calls here. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you feel like there's a guy on the team right now that could hold down the job? Let's go out to the phones. Pat is in Delaware, Ohio. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, Jake, first-time caller. I really enjoy your insight when listening to you. But
appreciate that.
I'm just calling about the whole, with four quarterbacks, comes into my mind Paul DePodesta. I don't know. You never see the guy much around. You know, what's his input with the team? If Kevin and Andrew could be on thin ice, you know, I sure would have wanted to draft, you know, my guy. But you take two guys in this draft, which may not work out for you. But I'm being hopeful. They're going to need some time. But if you know, Joe can stay healthy and not throw three picks a game, I think, we'll be able to run the ball better this year. I hate losing Chubb, but, they might win 5-6 games, but next year's quarter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Her back class is supposedly better. We'll wait and see, but I hate losing draft picks to, you know, try to figure this out. But thanks again, Jake.
Yeah, appreciate you making the call, Pat. Anytime. I think that's part of the problem. Like, let's say you have one quarterback this year and it's Joe Flacco and it works out and Joe plays great. I don't think that's necessarily like a complete loss for this team, by the way. Like, you look at that and you can say, as long as the other pieces on the roster functioned well and if Joe played well enough, you think you probably walked out of this season, I would say, with at least 6+ wins. Like, that has to be a bare minimum. You would go 6-11. And I don't even know if that's good enough for you to look around and be like, oh, yeah, just keep Joe around there. Like, bare minimum. If we're going the low end of things, minimum 6 games, probably more, that you'd have to win. As long as the pieces around Joe get better and they prove something, like, yeah, we have a lot of pieces in place here that work. The run game is efficient with the two rookie running backs that you drafted. Yeah, you found something out. You made a step farther. But yeah, like Pat mentioned, I think that's where part of the problem comes in too. I'm looking at two draft picks that I spent in the 3rd and the 5th round who did not have a chance to go out there and prove themselves. And now I'm either bypassing a first round quarterback this year to give those guys a shot, or I'm drafting another one and I just burned those two picks from the year previous. Again, then you have questions about the ability of Andrew Berry to draft and why they're going out and doing that. So I think it's a recipe that can lead to progress for the Browns, but not necessarily one that puts you right where you want to be either. Again, 216-474-0092. Jason's in Strongsville. What's going on, Jason?
How you doing, guys? What I honestly think the Browns should do here with the quarterback situation is, regardless of who plays, we're not winning more than 6 games. We're really not. The schedule's tough. It's just we're not winning more than 6 football games. Yep. We're going to be picking in the top 10 next year, and we're also going to have Jacksonville's pick, which most likely could be a top 10 pick as well. So what I think the Browns really need to do is we need to cut Kenny or Joe, one or the other, and have a quarterback battle between Shador and Dylan in preseason training camp. We need to see what all 3 of these guys can do. Give Joe or Kenny 5 or 6 games to start the season, then move on to the next man, 5 or 6 games, followed by the 3rd guy, 5 or 6 games. After those 5 or 6 games each, if they cannot determine they have their guy going forward, then we've got to take quarterback first round next year.
Yeah, and I honestly think, Jason, a lot of ways, like, we agree on that front, and I appreciate the call. We agree on the idea that you could go through and start a veteran and then turn it over to the rookies, and you'd hope that rookie number 2 sort of takes away and runs with the job, and you don't even have to turn to quarterback number 3, maybe, or rookie number 2. But, like, that's your way of determining, hey, here's what I have. We get a real sample size. Can we pick from any of these 3? But in some way, it gets you your answer at quarterback that, no, he's not here, which is why I agree with at least getting that process done. But it also gets you to a conclusion of, hey, guys, if the 3rd and the 5th round pick also don't pan out as quarterbacks, that's still also a way of wasted draft picks. Like, if those guys aren't there and you're drafting one in the 1st round next year, you burned that. I'm sure we'll look back and say, oh, man, and they took Dylan Gabriel in the 3rd when player X, Y, and Z was available. And they could have taken those guys, and that could have been an impact player for your team. There's going to be positions of need. You needed a safety. You went out and signed a veteran to a 1-year contract, so you're probably looking at that next year, too. You could probably have used a guard. Joel Batonio's not getting any younger. Wyatt Teller is on a contract that is worth some money that you could probably be looking to move off of at some point. Like, you could have taken a guy that was impactful in that spot and you then burned it on quarterback. But you would hope one of those rookie runs away with it. I think a lot of the problem where people stand is that by taking 2 guys in the quote-unquote middle rounds, if you're considering the 5th round a middle round, is you pretty much broke it down to looking at, I mean, you got to see both of those guys in. We don't have a ton of faith in them, right? You don't have faith in those guys to pan out. Go ahead, look at them, see what we have. But if we're just running through the ideas that, we're just going to play them and see what we got, there is not an individual faith on any of those quarterbacks to actually pan out. Let's go back to the phones. Terry's in Euclid. What's going on, Terry?
Okay, first of all, everybody's saying we're going to win 6 games or less.
Okay.
So why are we starting Joe Flacco then? What are we doing? What are we doing here? I mean, I like Joe Flacco. Don't get me wrong, but if we're scheduled to win 6, even 7, even 8 games, we're not going anywhere. we're not going to know. I mean, I think we need to start one of the rookies right off the bat, Shadur, right off the bat, find out what you got. If he doesn't pan, you know, give him 5-6 games. If it doesn't pan out, then you go to Dylan Gabriel or even Kenny Pickett. But I don't see where Joe Flacco helps our call. He actually put our calls back on hold again. Okay, that's the way I look at it. Because if you're saying you're only going to win 5 or 6 games, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, hey, Terry, I can look at it, yeah, and say the 5 to 6 games starting Joe. Like, I see where you're coming from 100%. I think the fear the other way, though, is that you look at these quarterbacks and say, okay, well, we throw Shadur in, you know, week one. And again, I'm somebody who has faith in Shadur. I think that he could pan out. You could basically be thrown into the wolves week one, right? I mean, it's six games that are very difficult.
But look at it this way. Let's say you throw in Shadur and he goes 3-3 over the first 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then let's say even if they do go 7-10 or 6-11, but you think Shadur is your guy. Now you got 2 number one picks to fill some holes next year. That's my point. You got to find out, because drafting 3 quarterbacks in a 2-year span—that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you, Terry. It's not a good spot to be in. I appreciate the call. Got to get some more people in here as well. I just think that is a very dangerous position to be, and we've looked at the Browns with quarterbacks in the past and go, you really didn't even give these guys a fighting chance by playing them when you did, by turning to them as early as you did when those quarterbacks weren't ready. And you could be going down that rabbit hole again of basically just putting these guys out there before they've actually developed and been ready to be an NFL starter. Like, Shadur going 3-3 is like, listen, again, as somebody who believes in Shadur Sanders, hey, that's borderline a pipe dream. I mean, we're looking at a very tough schedule to start. You're looking at 3 NFC North opponents that were all playoff teams last year. You're looking at 3 divisional opponents. Every team in the AFC North you play within those first 6 weeks as well. Those are by no means easy games to win. Like, if you go 3-3, it means you took down, I mean, what, you got 5 playoff teams out of the 6 games that you played, and the Bengals were a game off of missing it? It's not a prime situation to be in. All right, let's slip one more call in here. We'll get to some of you more here on the other side as well. Joe is in Lorain. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Jake. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you, man?
Good. You know, if you remember the draft, when Barry drafted Gabriel, did you look at the people's faces in that room? They were like, really? You're picking this guy? I mean, Shador's got more talent. He's bigger. I just think he's just a better athlete all around. And it looks like it's like Gabriel's getting all these reps right now to see if he can even play in this league with his size. Yeah. And I don't think Shador's getting a fair shake. You got these national reporters saying, oh, talking about they possibly cutting him. They're not going to cut him being a fifth-round pick.
No.
He wasn't a fifth-round pick in the first place. So there's a reason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He fell. We'll never know the truth, but, I mean, he was projected to go in the first round. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a little bit of discrepancy, and Joe, we're up against it, but I appreciate you making the call. I mean, there was discrepancy on that, you know, Shador being a first, second-round pick, but certainly not a fifth-round pick. I think that part of it, though, is like, yeah, was anybody overly excited in the city of Cleveland to draft Dylan Gabriel? Like, I think Kevin Stefanski was. I think the Browns front office really liked Dylan Gabriel. But we all thought it was a reach. Yeah, I mean, I went wild on social media. I was like, we're drafting Dylan Gabriel, fifth quarterback off the board. What are we doing? I think you're seeing that, though. Like, mandatory minicamp's too early for me to say that guy's not getting a fair shot in Shador. But he had drafted two to, I think, basically throw a couple darts at the board and hope that it worked. Again, 216-474-0092. G, Kevin, I see you guys sitting there. We're going to get to you here on the other side and keep this conversation going in about 5 minutes. But I'm asking you guys, 216-474-0092, do you have any faith that one of these guys in the room right now is able to hold down the fort and actually run away with this job? You can pick one. You can tell me maybe between one of them, there's a shot. I'm open to ears because anything else. You're looking at a disappointment in one category or another. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's get some of you guys in on this. G is in the car. What's going on, G?
Not much. Love the show, man.
Appreciate it, man.
So I have an odd take, but I think Flacco's our starter. I think we have 10 wins minimum in our team. And I think Gabriel is 2 on the depth chart. I hope it's not Pickett, but I'm hoping that it's Gabriel. The kid is actually a stud. He is 10 times better than Shador Sanders. I know it's new NFL, but like, if you're looking at college stats, this dude is way better than him. And it doesn't matter how tall he is. I mean, that's been proven with other players and quarterbacks. But a crazy take that I think could happen if a lot of things align, but you take this. They're not one. I don't think they're drafting anybody QB next year. If they are, there's not going to be the same coach or GM. There's just no way if you're taking a QB in the third round and then in the fifth. So I say you take your 2 draft picks and trade them, 1 to Dallas for Micah Parsons, your highest part pick. And if you have to throw in a defensive player off our team, do it. And then you trade Shador to another team and get a later pick. And then you're still picking a wide receiver and a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman in the draft. And you got rid of the headache because if Shador does not play, if it's not this year and it's not next year, his dad could be all over.
Still there, G?
Yep. I don't know what you heard.
Yeah, I caught basically everything right up until the end, but I got you. And I appreciate you making the call. I think that some of that, I'll get into the Joe Flacco thing in a second. I don't know that, I'm somewhere in between on this, because I do think that Dylan Gabriel, if you draft in the third round, you think there's a shot. And I think that in some degree, the height of it is a little overblown. Is it tough to be a 5'11 quarterback in the NFL? No doubt. Is it tough to be a 5'11 quarterback and not a ton of speed in the NFL? Certainly gets harder when you add in that aspect of it too. But they like him. I don't know that he's second on the depth chart, but they clearly have a liking to what his ability was in college and what they think he can do in this offense. I don't think you're getting a Micah Parsons for a first-round pick. I don't think you're getting Micah Parsons, period. I don't think you have the money to do so. But improving this defense is something that, I like going through and obviously making defensive changes and having two pass rushers off the edge of that type of caliber, or even, you know, even a step, two steps down from Micah Parsons. You think Za'Darius Smith, you think Jadeveon Clowney, when he was actually trying and performing here. The defense was very good, but the offense has continued to be the problem. The offense has been your roadblock. And I still think the defense in its current iteration is already really good. And you address some more of that through the draft by getting Mason Graham, by getting Carson Schlesinger, just being your first two picks off the board. I think they started to do that already. But as we look at Joe Flacco as a starter, yeah, I don't think it's crazy to look at a world where, you know, Joe kind of runs away with this job. I don't know how much it helps you, but I think it's possible that if Joe plays well enough, they do keep him there. But there's no future plan in that. It's 1 year of Joe Flacco. Joe's most likely gone after this year and with the two first-round picks. I just don't know how you're not going back to quarterback after playing a 40-year-old that's turning 41, who you know, at the end of the day, you're not winning a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. We've seen him play. We saw him play in Indy last year. Let's not just throw out his production on a team that was wanting to bring him in and wanted him to compete. He wasn't very good. He was the exact same quarterback that he was in Cleveland, which is like a 500 quarterback. It's not a true answer. It's not a real solution for me when I actually go through and look at it. I don't know how we go into this situation. This is the surprising thing to me. As we can look around in a four-quarterback competition, a lot of us think you're basically pulling from either you really like Joe Flacco or you really like the aspect and the hopes of Shador Sanders is most of the sort of polarizing A and B take. I don't know how we're going to get through this competition and be satisfied at the end of the year without one of these guys just sort of running away and being the star, being the best guy there. Because if you get mediocre play out of a couple of guys, you're in the same position that you are this year, which is nobody is on the same page. Fan base, front office, probably ownership, probably all running in different directions and screaming for a different quarterback. Whether it's Flacco, whether it's Shador, whether you looked at them both and went, not good enough, go get me another one. I mean, to be honest, I'm not saying that you're absolutely crazy for liking Joe and anybody out there that does. But I am, like, pretty surprised by the amount of love for Joe Flacco that's just out there in terms of you just play him this year and you try to win games. That is a surprising aspect of this entire situation to me, just because I don't really see the upside in the long term for that. Like, if you're looking for a 1 year potential dopamine hit, and your dopamine hit is you winning seven games and not making the playoffs, like, yeah, Joe's your guy. He'll do that for you. I think you could easily get to six or seven wins with Joe. It's just another sort of runaround of running back exactly what you did last year, minus the expectations. Sure, more wins, but it's the end result. You don't make the playoffs, and you're back into the draft looking to try to find a way to turn this team around. I think there's this idea that watching what we saw out of Flacco, again, and this is something that we can continue to talk about and probably will have to continue to talk about, but it's brown and orange colored glasses on what you saw in 2023. Like, Joe was, even with the Browns, a 500 quarterback in that system. I don't think there's a world where he really pushes you beyond that and takes you to the playoffs. I think your answer here is probably turning to one of these rookies and hoping that that's a real solution. But a lot of people seem convinced the other way, seem that they think that Joe can be a real answer here. I mean, I'll toss out the question, like, boom, because I know you're on board just from talking over the weeks and having your input on here. That, like, you're all in on rookie quarterback, basically. You surprised by the love for Joe Flacco of, like, start him this year and basically just plug him in and hope that it works the whole season?
It really seems like he's just such a lovable guy, and we share, as Browns fans, such fond memories of his time here. And, like, you want to some extent, you want to, like, squeeze out all the potential that you can get with Flacco because you know you're going to win more. That's appealing. That's also, like, the instant gratification when we should be looking long-term for success and long-term gratification. So I'm with you in that. I think in my ideal world, I would roll out Pickett week one because I don't necessarily have faith in either of the rookies to be ready. But with Pickett, you're still laying out a lottery ticket. With Joe Flacco, obviously, there is no long-term investment here other than maybe like the mentorship that the Rooks might get out of it. But that's compared to the other possibilities that like it feels like a waste of time.
Yeah, it's just it's mind-boggling to me that the amount of people that like want to do it. Again, I understand it. Like Bohm said, the fond memories that we shared, like getting to the playoffs with Joe Flacco, the 2023 run was fun. We were all living it was just on cloud nine while it was happening. I think in retrospect, though, when you look back, it wasn't that great. Like it was just a quarterback getting by, and you're living on the defense for the most part.
A lot of interceptions.
Yeah,
a lot of interceptions.
A ton of them that got covered up by some really good defense and a lot of just deep balls and Joe airing it out and being like, oh, well, he turned it over last possession, but this time he threw a 65-yard bomb. So now we're in the red zone again. Yeah, kind of made up for it. I don't see it. The long-term investment has to be the thing that you focus on. Like, if you want the Browns to get back to a true thing, if you're trying to just get a snap of gratification this year and hoping that it works and you want the Browns to be better this year than they're projected, Joe's a great option. If you want to get this team back to being a Super Bowl contender, your best chance at starting that process this year is turning it over to the rookies at some point. One rookie, two rookies, play whoever you need to, but starting Flacco out of the gate and keeping Flacco in there for the whole year, that is a long-term disaster. Because again, you're drafting one in the first round, or you're rolling this thing back just like you saw it last year, or just like you saw it in this draft, and being like, oh, well, we drafted these two guys. Let's see if they have something, and delaying it all once again. All right. Let's bring Lance Risen into the conversation. Cleveland.com, might know him as Coach Riz. Commonly joins the show. We like talking to Lance. We'll do it coming up here in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.